Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Hey, everyone. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
KFI AM 640. You're listening to the John and Ken Show on demand on the iHeartRadio app. We're on the radio from 1 until 4. Then after 4 o'clock on the iHeart app, you have the John and Ken on demand podcast. You can listen to what you missed.
All right. We also want to remind you that tomorrow during this hour, we're bringing back the voice line. If you want to be a part of it, leave a message using the iHeartRadio app, the microphone icon, or dial up the toll-free number, 1-877-MOIST-86, 1-877-664-7886. Later on this hour, they did it again. The El Segundo Times assigned one of the reporters to write another one of those stories about what's wrong with people. Crime is not surging. People are just, they're paranoid. And to prove it, we'll go back to the 1990s again.
Right. Let's go back 35 years. Wow. Why don't you go back to 1895? We'll get to it when we get to it. I want to give Matt Capaluto as much time as
Capaluto.
He needs. Capaluto, as much time as he needs.
Yeah.
Matt suffered the terrible loss.
Yeah, his daughter Alexandra died of fentanyl poisoning back in 2019.
And he's been trying to get through the psychopaths on the legislature a law that would... After the first victim of a fentanyl dealer's sale, right? Fentanyl dealer sells fentanyl, somebody dies. You get a warning. You do this again, one of your customers dies, now you're going to get charged with some form of murder. And he wants to call it Alexandra's Law, and it would set a 10 to 12 year prison sentence. If dealers who sell fentanyl, it ends up killing someone the second time.
Yeah, officially it's called the Stop Fentanyl Dealers Initiative. And we did talk about this back in September. They announced that they were going to try to get this approved for signature collecting and hopefully get it on the ballot in 2024, because John's right, the Public Safety Committee and the Assembly in particular stopped this thing. And it was a long, horrible journey for the poor parents of kids that died from fentanyl poisoning, including Matt, just couldn't get through to these jerks in Sacramento. So got to do the end around, which we're familiar with. We know that on the show with sex offenders and other bills, it failed in Sacramento and people started to put together ballot measures and eventually got them passed by the voters. So hopefully it's going to happen again. So let's get that on and find out where we are on all this.
Matt, welcome to the John and Ken Show again. Good to have you on. Tell us What are the parameters of getting this initiative on the ballot? How many signatures do you need in what period of time?
Well, you know, right now we're waiting for title and summary from the Attorney General Office, which we should have in early November. Once we have that, we will start the signature gathering process. We're going to need roughly 700,000 signatures in a six-month period. So early mid-November, we'll start the signature gathering process. But I want to point out a couple of things. I want to make it very clear to all Californians, these are preventable deaths, and we can get ahead of this fentanyl epidemic if we follow MAD's playbook, which consists of awareness, education, and accountability. If any one of those components is lacking, we will not get ahead of this problem. MAD was able to substantially reduce DUI fatalities with this approach, and we could do the same with drug homicides. Right now, we're doing a great job with education and awareness, but we lack the proper laws to hold fentanyl dealers accountable, and our initiative solves the accountability issue.
Do you have funding to gather? Because you need 700,000 verified signatures, which means you need a lot more than that to account for a cushion. Many signatures get thrown out. Where are you going to get the funding?
Well, and I thank you guys for having me on the show. I won't sugarcoat this. We do need help with funding. We do have a fund of some pretty good people in that realm. They know what they're doing. But we would like anybody out there that can help donate. We're also looking in particular for some people with celebrity type status that can help us with our messaging. They can contact us or donate us through our website, stopfentanyldealers.org.
Talk about the experience you've had with the legislators, because they have led you around in circles, I know. And it's been, I know when we've talked to you in the past, you've had a very earnest, very open way of explaining what happened with your daughter, what happened with other people's children as well. Very sincere. And then you run into these monsters in the legislature who lead you around and ultimately shut the door on legislation. I mean, what's the experience been like?
It's been frustrating. And until I got, thrown into this mess, I had no clue just how bad our state is being run at the legislative level, or, through our legislature. There are just people there that are completely out of touch with the safety of Californians. And it's terrible that we have to go this route of a ballot initiative, because ultimately it's millions of dollars that could go to so much better use, time, effort, energy, all of the above. When if our legislature had done their job, and truly represented their constituents and felt that safety was a priority, our law would already be in effect.
Let me ask you about this quote, Matt, from Democratic Majority Leader Isaac Bryan in Sacramento. He said, "This body has passed more legislation on fentanyl than any other legislative body in California's history." Talking about sale, distribution, accountability, network. Well, how do you respond to that?
It's all fluff legislation, nothing meaningful. From an accountability standpoint, the only bill that made its way through the legislature is a bill that does put you behind bars for a significant amount of time if you are caught with a kilo or more of fentanyl. And to put that in perspective, a kilo is 1.2 pounds of fentanyl. 1.2 pounds of fentanyl is 500,000 potential lethal doses.
So you have to have enough fentanyl to kill 500,000 people before they'll put you in prison.
Correct.
Yeah, I know some of the other bills have been things like, let's just do an education campaign in the schools. Let's hand out more Narcan or things to revive people.
Those are the cover bills so that a vermin like Isaac Bryan could stand up and have a set of talking points to throw the media off course. Well, he said that, they've done more than any other legislature.
The other trick of that is fentanyl is new, so past legislatures haven't had to deal with the fentanyl drug, right?
No.
So it was also deceptive.
I don't remember anybody talking about this 5 years ago.
Yes.
Remember, I want to mention what I said is very important. We need awareness, education and accountability. We have not addressed the accountability end of it. As a result of that, California leads the nation in fentanyl deaths. And I want to point out a statistic. Only about 1% of all drug deaths result in the conviction of a drug dealer. So we have to change that. Right now, these dealers are getting away with murder, and they don't stop. They become serial killers because of it. They don't stop. They continue to sell deadly fentanyl.
You're right. It is. They are serial killers because they're selling this fentanyl every day, and people are dying of fentanyl poisoning every day. I can't imagine how people can't see that we're allowing serial killers to go on and poison and kill thousands of mostly young people.
And one more thing to clarify at the beginning, I want to make it clear. Somebody gets our admonishment when they're convicted of selling drugs. So a death does not have to result. If they are caught manufacturing or selling drugs, they will receive the admonishment at that point. Letting them know that in a subsequent conviction, then they could be charged with murder if a death results. So this is going to prevent death. It absolutely will save lives. And again, I just want to emphasize that if people want to donate, if there's anybody of celebrity status, please go on our website, stopfentanyldealers.org. Contact us. We would love your help.
All right, Matt, keep us posted when this thing gets cleared for signature gathering. We'll get you back on to talk more about it.
Thank you. Thank you both.
It's Matt Capiluto, who lost his daughter, Alexandra, back in 2019 to fentanyl poisoning. And again, we hope that we'll see on the 2024 ballot, probably November, the Stop Fentanyl Dealers Initiative.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
Build up the next pot.
Yeah, that's right. Give it back to the
not
state.
Not really. Probably $60.
$60. You got nothing? Not even.
I got $4 back. I took my tickets in, and there was a $4 winner.
Oh, so it's
only had a Powerball number.
It was a $56 loss. That's it.
Yeah. All right, well, sucker.
Okay, good. You know,
I helped whoever that is in Fraser Park in Kern County with the big winning ticket.
Where is Kern County?
That's what my newswoman said. Newsstand woman.
There's still a newsstand in your town, huh?
Well, she's actually got a P.O. box business going. And yes, there's still people with P.O. boxes.
What kind of a neighborhood is this?
But it's got all sorts of little sundries. So if you come into town and you're looking to buy cigarettes or you're looking to buy candy, gum, suntan lotion, there's all that crap in
there. All right. All my newsstands have closed.
Yeah, no, it's not every a pure one of newsstand. Them. Lots of magazines, though. I can't believe how many magazines are still out there for sale. People and Us and TV This. And all right, you got to listen carefully. This is data. Don't glaze over your eyes. I'm the accountant, right? Data has come out on just exactly what's happened at the border. It is unfreaking believable. I can't even believe these numbers. Customs and Border Protection agents and officers encountered, this is from the day Biden took office, January 20th, 2021, through March 31st of this year, 4,670,695 unauthorized migrants at the southern border.
4 million in, wait a second.
Almost 5 million.
This is a 2 year period. January of 21
yeah,
to March
you're right.
of
it's
23.
It's 2 years and 2 months.
2 years
right.
and 2 months, 4.6 million?
Now wait, half were expelled under Title 42. Of course, that was Trump's thing, right? Some were detained, but 2,148,738 migrants were caught and released, and into the U.S. they went.
This is
here we are today, and only 1% of that number has been deported.
1%. So you come over the border, you have a 99% chance of staying.
Yeah, at least in the first 2 year and 2 month period of it. I think that'll probably stay.
Now,
yeah.
Among those that went to asylum court, remember, asylum is supposed to deal with people who are fleeing violence and oppression,
yes,
right?
Right? Yeah.
So almost 80,000 had their court cases started.
Started, right.
Yeah, 80,000.
10,000 did get final rulings from the judges. And how many, what percentage do you think got asylum?
11%.
11%, right.
So that's about a...
So one out of every 10 migrants, nine out of every 10 migrants doesn't have an asylum case.
Think about this. Only 1,000 people had the legal right to come to this country under asylum rules. 1,000. The other, well, there's
9,000 with the final rulings, right?
61% were ordered deported.
But the vast majority of them are still in the U.S.
Right.
They only deported a small number of those officially.
So we have over 2 million migrants released into the country and about 1,000 legally qualified so far.
I remember the migrant activist groups saying this with those caravans, just overwhelm the system and you shall be free.
Yes.
And they're right. This proves it. Overwhelm them.
And it's not reported honestly. Oh, they have to apply for asylum.
That's right. There's a process and we'll figure it out. And I'm sure many of them are worthy.
And they never mention that the vast majority of these people are ordered deported and they still won't leave. And we're not going to force them to leave. It's such infuriating horse crap, the way this is covered, how everybody lies about it, isn't it? It's just, I'm going to slam my head against the wall. Why don't you just admit it? You want to change the whole nature of the country. You want to change the demographic characteristics of the country.
The standard for asylum is persecution. It's that simple word. You have to prove that in your home country, you have been persecuted, particularly by the government. Just 6% of migrants that were released were even screened for any kind of persecution.
I will hear people go, but they're coming here because they're so poor.
That's not a reason for asylum.
That is not. You tell the judge you come here because you don't have money, he'll say get out.
And even the Times favorite, which is, hey, gang violence in their home country is not good enough.
No, it isn't. No.
We all have crime.
Yeah. I live in a bad neighborhood. Yeah, okay. Sure.
Not grounds for asylum.
How many millions of dollars in taxpayer aid do you want?
You know, is there a way that you and I for like a few weeks could be asylum judges? We could be, you know, migration? Because we could be quick with this, right? Sir, do you understand what the word persecution means? Okay, prove to me that the government's after you. Did they arrest you for something political? Or
we would clear that 2 million backlog real fast.
Unbelievable. All right, well, speaking of the Times, when we come back, we mentioned this. We had fun with them yesterday with their columns about racism. This is about crime, and they're trying to make the point to whatever readers they have left that it's all in your head, right? It's all in your head. We'll go back to the 1990s to prove that the times were much worse. They did it again with their latest column. Who is this, Liberjani?
I don't know. I don't understand.
Liberjani is this writer.
Most of the names I see in the LA Times now, I don't even understand them.
Because they're probably young minimum wage people that just are looking for any kind of entry into journalism.
Yeah, they're not journalists there. I don't know what they are.
Oh, all right. Liberjani. Oh, it's a man. He covers the LAPD.
Yeah, right.
And before that, he covered public safety for the Star Tribune in Minneapolis.
And this goof is trying to tell us that the crime we see with our own eyes is not really happening. This is the tactic.
Well, they have the statistics to back it up.
Journalists. Yeah. No, the crime in front of me is not happening. You're imagining it. You have the mental disorder. You keep thinking that hordes of young men are crashing into Macy's and Nordstrom's and stealing. All the jewelry and the handbags, right? That's not really happening. It's not happening.
Get into it.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere, and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Live Nation presents Concert Week.
Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Hey, everyone. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
On the radio from 1 until 4 after 4 o'clock, John and Ken on demand. It's the podcast, same as the radio show, and it's on the iHeart app, so you can listen to what you missed.
Well, like clockwork, really. Every few months, the El Segundo Times assigns a reporter, this time it's Lai Borjani, to do a story to tell you, I don't know what you're talking about with crime. Things are fine. That's the bottom line. Couple of things. And it says, oh, first they roll out the statistics. Violent crime has declined nearly 7% compared with this time last year, which is nice the way they can kind of cherry pick. What about the year before? It's like, also, but yet grisly murders and wild police chases still lead the nightly TV newscast. That's been going on for decades. That's nothing new. TV news, if it bleeds, it leads. It's a joke, right? So don't make it sound like that's something new they're doing. Social media, all right, that's newer, remains flooded with images of youngsters in hoodies streaming out of high-end fashion stores with arms full of stolen merchandise. Well, that's because that's rather new.
Because they are. Because it's really happening. Because those videos are depicting...
Oh, but they call them petty thefts. Petty thefts are up roughly 14%. But other property crimes, homicides, robberies, and rapes are all down from a year ago.
Because they created this category where if it's under $950, it's not a significant theft, you see?
Well, it's not a felony.
So they defined, arbitrarily defined, a crime as not being important. And then they say, well, there's not important crimes. I'm sorry. If you see 30 guys come in and they're each stealing nearly $1,000 worth of stuff, that's terrible. That's terror is what it is.
That some of those situations are going to end up getting real ugly where, you know, somebody may have a knife or a gun if they resist.
This Lai Borjani is writing propaganda. This is bad journalism. This is intentionally misleading propaganda by him and the editors.
And they do the same thing every time. They actually started the story talking to somebody named Skip Townsend, who talks about years ago with the gang members on the buses. It was so dangerous. They go back to the 1990s to remind us you got it real good today because things were bad. City averaged more than 1,000 killings a year in the 1990s.
1990s, you had a lot of gang members killing gang members. It was isolated in gang neighborhoods. They were fighting over crack, who sells what where.
Right.
All right.
So today, if you're stealing from everybody, right?
Exactly. So when the crime comes into the middle class neighborhoods, the working class or upper class neighborhoods, everybody else outside of the gangs, right, then people get terrified and angry, and they should. It's one thing to have the crime in neighborhoods where gangs are controlling turf and fighting over it. All right. So it's not a relevant statistic. It's a nonsense statistic. What matters is in a lot of neighborhoods in the Valley, on the West Side, and in other places, there are crimes happening. They're not sensationalized. They are sensational in their own right. When you have 30 guys busting into a Nordstrom's and stealing handbags and jewelry.
Because everybody's got phones now and there's so much cameras everywhere. Yeah, we couldn't see this stuff 30 years
ago. Every major shopping mall has been hit by this. From Torrance and Orange County to Century City to Sherman Oaks. You name it. the major, all of them have been hit up in that outlet mall up by Deborah, right, in Camarillo. They've all been hit, and it's always big gangs of young men, and it's frightening to people. And I don't want to hear any of this garbage from this disgusting newspaper.
Well, here's what I thought of today, because it goes back to 24 hours ago. We were doing a time story each hour that was focused on racism. And the one that we did this hour was about the women that left the country, black Americans who left.
Right.
Right? And we looked through that story, and we couldn't find in that story that they suffered or recounted any overt acts of racism against them. And I kept thinking, well, you accepted their reasons for leaving the country. America's racist, but... You know, but when you ask them if they've actually been attacked or nothing was there. So now, then the next day you write a column about the rest of us, the crime is all in our heads.
Right.
We're paranoid and exaggerating it.
In yesterday's story, they had no real stories or anecdotes from the people who left the country, nor did they even have any statistics to support their claim. That story yesterday was entirely invented. When you started reading the quotes from some of the women who'd left, it was clear that they had some emotional unbalance in their life, imbalance. And that's what was driving them. I went to find myself, which, you know, nobody normally uses that phrase.
Yeah, one woman was like a faith healer.
Yeah, right. She was involved in some kind of
But I mean, voodoo. It's like, oh, you accepted their tenet of racism. But, you know, when people talk about crime and what they're seeing happening around them every day, oh, they're just exaggerating.
It's made up propaganda is what it is. The crime is absolutely up. There are people, they do not want to go to restaurants and eat outdoors because they have seen, how many times do you have to see somebody being held up and getting their watch stolen or their handbag stolen in outdoor seating at a restaurant? How many times do you have to see that? How many department stores do you have to see get raided by these gangs? How many times do you have to see it? I'm so sick of the Times being an enemy of reality, the enemy of normal life, constantly gaslighting us, constantly lying to us, constantly telling us, you know, they've got a survey from 1992. Stick that survey.
And again, the bottom line is they don't really have that much influence anymore.
They don't have
many readers. So, you know, sometimes us just spending time on this seems like a waste of our time, but honestly, I just hate to see that
out
there.
The thing is, it represents the thinking of the legislators, the county supervisors, the city council members, the mayor.
It pervades,
and they look to the Times for the cues. It's like, well, you know, our newspapers reported that statistically. And they do.
That leads to policy, right?
It leads to policy. It's a self-reinforcing echo chamber. So this Libor Jenny, whoever the hell this is dangerous. The editor is dangerous. They're telling you that what you're seeing and experiencing didn't really happen.
Again, if you believe that there shouldn't be jails and prisons, right, then you probably don't want people to think there's crime.
Yeah. So it's a weird, sick, psychotic philosophy that they're trying to impose on the rest of us to get us to accept their philosophy that there shouldn't be any jails, any prisons, any police, any bail, and all the rest. So to convince us, they have to say, well, it's not even really happening. Why should we have jails or police when there isn't crime occurring? It's not real.
All right, we'll be back. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
All right, the Moist Line is coming back tomorrow, so another reminder, leave your messages, last one. Use the iHeartRadio app to connect to the Moist Line or call the toll-free number 1-877-MOIST-86. Did a little more digging. We talked yesterday about the Olympic gymnast that everyone knows so well, Mary Lou Retton. And she apparently has a rare form of pneumonia and is in the intensive care unit. The update that I'm seeing on that is not changed. But the thing that got people's attention, and now there have been plenty of stories written about it, is the crowdfunding. Her daughter is crowdfunded to pay for her medical care, raising more than $300,000. She apparently has no health insurance. So people wondered... And, of course, there's a good percentage of Americans who do not have health insurance still. How that could be. And, of course, in addition to winning the medals in the Olympics, you know, even after that, she became an endorser of products. Energizer batteries, Purex detergent, Revco drugstores, of course, Wheaties, Hasbro, McDonald's, Vidal Sassoon, GNC. She went on the speaking circuit. She popped up in movies and TV shows, competed on Dancing with the Stars in 2018, and she's also a motivational speaker. So Parade, remember Parade, John? Parade magazine?
Is that still around?
I guess in the internet. Actually, I should say, a couple of months ago, I saw a Sunday paper, printed paper, mm-hmm. and there sure enough was a little glossy
still,
Parade
still
magazine.
Parade magazine.
Yeah, I don't think Walter Scott's still around, but his personality parade.
Well, he never existed.
Oh, that was just
that
a,
was
fake,
a pseudonym, yeah.
Walter Scott's personality parade. So supposedly her net worth is $2 million. But did you ever see little things that pop up on some websites that say, you know, find out this celebrity's net worth?
Yeah.
But and all these websites that report net worth, but we just don't know how reliable
I figured
is.
Those are fake. How would they know?
I don't know how they know.
Most people don't even know what they're worth.
Right. And the net worth, of course, is not just your earnings, but it's your property. It's stuff that may not be liquid, right? It's stuff that you just can't sell in order to pay medical bills
because
you got to live in your house. So,
But I mean, medical, obviously health insurance isn't cheap if you have to buy it on your own. But it's inconceivable that somebody with her life can't make an insurance payment.
Dan, I thought with Obamacare and all the other programs that are out there that she might be able to, or it's possible she didn't want it. There are people that just don't want to pay for health insurance. I mean, 55 years old, you got to be thinking, it might be more important than it was when you're 25 years old. But now she divorced her longtime husband in 2018, and her net worth may have taken a hit depending on the settlement between them. I don't know whether or not she was a bigger earner than he was, and that kind of situation.
I don't know.
It's another factor that we just don't know. But it says here again, she was hospitalized for a severe and rare form of pneumonia and could not breathe on her own.
The whole story is mysterious. Like, how did she catch this? Because pneumonia is
caused by pneumonia?
A bacteria. Yeah. I wonder how she got this infection. And
I don't know.
And nothing can treat it. There's no antibiotics that can work on it anymore.
They pushed the vaccine now for pneumonia, which can really affect older people. So I don't know.
I mean, she's not that old. She's only 55. I don't know. Just something strange about the whole story. I don't know what.
Yeah. Well, maybe we'll find out. But thankfully, they did raise a lot of money for her medical care, and hopefully things will work out fine.
How far does that last? I mean, $350,000 sounds like a lot of money, but.
Yes, you and I were just talking today about hospital bills, right?
Hospital bills.
If she can't breathe on her own, that sounds like a lot of care. So
yeah, if this can't be fixed anytime soon,
she could be in the hospital for months.
Well, I'm sure the story will come out soon enough. Is Conway here?
No, we don't know.
Let me know.
He is. He's just out in the hallway.
He's out in the hallway. Well, you know what? We're going to end the show. The hell with him.
That's fine with me.
All right, we're going to end the show.
More news.
Oh,
right.
Look at that. Look who just wandered in now. He spent so much time holding court in the
hallway.
Yeah,
you lost your minute, buddy. We're moving on.
Thank you, man. Thank you. Well, it's like high school money around here, you know?
Nobody left to talk to anymore. So who are you talking to?
So we have the guy on, Andy, who owns the store that sold the $1.7 billion lottery ticket.
How much did he get?
He gets $1 million. He's splitting it with his brother. So we're going to talk to him. Kalina Astrinos, remember her from she's over at KCAL. She's been ABC, then she went to Bakersfield, Vegas. Now she's back on KCAL. And we're going to be doing a crosstalk thing with them.
On Channel 9.
Channel 9.
At the same time.
That's right. Yeah. I don't know if it's the same time or they tape it or whatever. But I don't know the details. John, I'm not
Are you on TV?
No. I think I'm just going to play the audio. I'm not a details guy. You know.
It's fun to do. We love doing this. Yeah.
And then Dean Sharp's coming on, and he's always great. said so. There you go.
Did they write that for you there?
He's
Dean
always
Sharp,
great.
He's always great.
Right
yeah.
There. Look
okay.
At that. Yeah.
All right. And then Bellio's earning her money, I'll tell you.
Oh, Bellio's.
We're glad
best.
You wandered in. It was worth it.
She's the best, man.
By the way, go Dodgers. Come on, man. They can still come back.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel bad. You know, you've got to go up against game four tonight, huh? That's
Mookie Betts had the same amount of hits as my dead uncle had.
Oh, you know, people love Mookie and he had a good season.
I love Mookie Betts.
It happens. But Freddie Freeman, slump.
But factually, that statement's right.
That is right.
Yeah, he has many hits as my uncle.
They all caught the Kershaws.
You know that Mookie Betts all year only had one 3-game road trip where he was 0-for-11 or 0-for-10, didn't get it. It was against Pittsburgh in April.
Yeah.
One road trip the entire year where he doesn't have a hit in 3 games, and we get that Mookie in playoffs.
Yeah.
And then Freddie Freeman got one hit. I think he went 1-for-10 or 1-for-11.
Yeah.
Right?
That's it.
Fire everybody? Is that what you think?
Well, look, I mean, if it's
a mental thing.
Here's the equivalent where, hey, it's the John and Ken show, and then you guys don't talk for 3 hours.
You know?
Yeah, that would be a slump.
Right. And Robin's like, hey, what's going on with you? Like, oh, we'll try it again after the commercial break.
We got the yips. Is that what it's called?
That's right.
I can't think of anything.
That's right. That's it for 3 hours.
Mookie can't get a hit. Kershaw can't throw a pitch. I can't talk.
John sounds like Biden for 3 hours.
That's right.
What are we doing
the,
here? Where am I?
The Mitch McConnell freeze.
And then the SAG strike continues, if you're worried about that.
Ding dong. All right. You got a show.
Like a homeless guy. That's great.
If he talks long enough, he finds a show. Crozier is the news.
Dog.
Hey, you've been listening to the John and Ken Show. You can always hear us live on KFI AM 640, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday, and of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
I'm so excited to tell you JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. What I love about Walker Hayes is his laid-back nature. He's a family man, and being a country megastar while also having 7 kids, you know he likes to keep his style cool and casual. This new collection is perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear, affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.